Once we get to Pinchas, of course, it's every year, I guess it's the same issue. We try to get a little bit of an understanding of this din of Kanoim Poigenboim. So it's the facts we know pretty well. The boil is not really chayiv misa horaya if the kanoya asks Besdin. Besdin tells him not to do it, and moreover, the boil is allowed to kill the kanoya before the kanoya kills him because relative to him, the kanoya is a roidev. So he's not mechuyev misa. If he's not mechuyev misa, why are you allowed to kill him? No, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. As I said in Gemara, and as I said in the Rambam, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. So, but yeah, but what is this halacha l'moshe misinai telling us? Like, what is he chayiv misa? Is he not chayiv misa? He's not chayiv misa. If he's not chayiv misa, so why can you kill him? And when if you do kill him, now what happens? I mean, has an innocent person been killed? Obviously not. Haraya, if nobody kills him, the halacha is that he's chayiv kores. So it's a terrible avera, Hashem, that it's b'fahesya. What is going on here? Like, where is the hook on which this act of being mamus, a yid who is not be'etzem chayiv misa, like, on what hook does that hang? Like to get a better havana of that. And as a matter of fact, it's not only this particular halacha of Kanoim Poigenboim, which I would like to understand. I would like to understand Be'etzem, the whole sugya of the Rabbonans. The Zuchiyuv that we have to listen to the what Chachomim tell us. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim starts off Halacha Aleph, Bezdin Hagodol Shebirushalayim Hem Iker Teure Shebaal Peh, Vehem Amudei Hahoiro'o, Umehem Choyk Umishpot Yoitze Lechol Yisroel, Vealeyen Hivticho Teure Shenema, Al Pi HaTeure Asher Yeirucho, Zu Mitzvahs Aseh, Bechol Hamamen, Bemoshe Rabbeinu Uvetoirosoi, Chayev lismoich maase hadas aleihen v'lishoen aleihen. Now that's halacha aleph in Hilchos Mamrim. The emes is that I mean, I'm not saying that this is a drabonan, but you, as we'll go along in the shir, you'll see what I'm driving at. It's not a drabonan. It's halacha l'moshe misinai, of course. But let's read that halacha aleph again from the halachas drabonan, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the Takonis and so on, which the Chachomim made. From that, I want to get to an understanding, Ktsas, of what's happening over here. So really, it's going to take us a little far, the research which we're going to do in this year, but it's very, very Yesodistic, in my opinion. Let's learn this Halacha again, Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Mamrim, and let's see what it says there. Beis din ha-godol shebirushalayim heim ikar teiro shebaal peh. Now, I've seen this halacha many times, and I never really knew what it means that they are the ikar of teiro shebaal peh. I imagined that when it says they are the ikar, that it means that they are the most important. I don't, like, what does it mean, most important, and who is also teiro shebaal peh, but less important? I didn't understand the Loshen Iker. Okay, we'll get back to that in a moment. Okay, so Bezden HaGodol Shebirushalayim Hem Iker Teiro Shebaal Peh Vehem Amudei HaHoiro'o. Not quite sure what that means. Umehem Choyk Umishpat Yoitze L'chol Yisroel. This Loshen Yoitze is interesting to me. V'aleyen Hivticho Teiro. The Torah promised concerning this Beis Din HaGodol in Yerushalayim. What does it mean? Hivticho, made us be by Teach, made us trust them, I guess. That's really the Taich, probably. Shneema al pi HaTorah she Yerucho zu mitzvahs aseh, v'chol hama'amen b'moshe Rabbeinu uv'toirosoi, chayiv lismoch maase hadas aleihem, v'lishoen aleihem. Like, all the shyness that the Rambam is using in this halacha seem very, very undefined to me. What does it mean? Lismoich maase hadas alehem, v'lishoen alehem, to rely on them. What's the Rambam saying? That there's a halacha that the Rabbonon can make takonas, or that the Rabbonon are the moisrim of the Mesoira, the Torah Shebal Peh that came on Sinai. Okay, we know that the tefillin have to be black, and they have to be a box, and they have to be leather, and they have to have corners, nugget, right? So where do we know that from? It doesn't say it in the Torah by tefillin. Torah says, there's a Torah Shebal Peh, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told, that's what tefillin look like. Now, let's look at this halacha. So since the Beis Din HaGodol Shebi Yerushalayim are the Iker, the most important, let's say, Torah Shebal Peh, I don't know what that means, V'hem Amudei HaHoro, I don't really know what that means, U'mehem Choyk U'mishpat Yoytze L'chol Yisroel, why not just say that they are the Balei HaMesoro? What does it mean, Choyk U'mishpat Yoytze L'chol Yisroel? V'aleim Hivticho Torah. If Avtiro Torah means that the Torah promised, I don't exactly know what promising means. If it means tells us to be by Teach Bohem, what do you mean we have to trust them? They have that authority, so they use the authority, so now we have to listen. So what does it mean that we have to trust them? Shenem al pi ha-Torah asher yeruchu semitzes aseh. Now what? V'chol ha-mamin b'moshe rabbeinu uv'toirosa chayiv lismoch maase hadas aleihem. What does it all mean? That if you believe in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah, now what does that mean? Chayiv lismoich, to rely, or to be soimach, to support. Maase hadas aleihem, v'lishoen aleihem, and to lean on them. I would have written, if I would be in the Rambam, which Baruch Hashem for Klal Yisrael, I wasn't. But why doesn't the Rambam simply say, that the Beis Din HaGodol Shebi Yerushalayim is allowed to be the moisrim of the Mesorah, and they can make takonas later on? He says, minhogos and takonas and siogim. I mean, why get into all this verboseness? Especially with words which don't really convey much, at least to me. So let's try and analyze what this Rambam is really saying. But before I go to this Rambam, I want to read to you a little piece of Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is in Chanukah, that means on the first chelik of the Sfas Emes is in Bereshis. And at the end of the Bereshis, since Bereshis always falls around the Kates and so on, so it's a Bereshis kind of sugya. So on Chanukah, and I'm the edition of the Sfas Emes which I have, which is the old editions, there may have been other editions in the meantime, I'm reading from page 214, which comes from the year Tov Reish Mem Aleph. The second shtickle in Tov Reish Mem Aleph. I want to read this Rambam, Sfas Emes to you. It says, Chanukah Upurim Heim Ha'orois Meregolim. Ha'oro with an Aleph. Chanukah and Purim are the lights which come into being from the regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Rak ha-gimel regolim ha-mefuroshim ba-toyro heim toyro shebiksav. V'yesh neged ze gamkem regolim mitoyro shebalpeh. Now the Ram doesn't mean that Chanukah and Purim were given at Sinai. But they weren't. They came about because of the Nisim that happened then. But what he means is that is called Torah Shebal Peh. That was a Torah which was Nimsa to the Beis Din to create this Yomim Tovim. Now, but how does that work? Zog the Sfas Emes, V'heim Oiros ha-mekablim k'dimyon oy ha-levono shehi me'oy ha-chamo ki-yodua. Just like we know that the moon is bright in the sky when we can see it and nothing is covering it. So it's bright in the sky, but we know that the light of the moon is not integral to the moon itself, but it comes to it from the sun. So these Yomim Tovim of Torah Shebaal Peh catch their light. They have a light they catch their light from the Torah Shebiksav, the Golem. Cain, listen carefully to the sentence. Al yidei koichan shel bnei Yisrael bekabolosom hayontov kerori, the lights which shine within Klal Yisrael, they come from al yidei koichan shel bnei Yisrael bekabolosom hayontov kerori. That means I celebrated Sukkot or Shavuos. We'll soon see that Pesach doesn't belong to this list yet. Kein al yedei koichon shel bnei Yisrael bekabolosom hayontov keroi. If we celebrated Shavuos the way Shavuos is supposed to be celebrated, and Sukkos the way Sukkos is supposed to be celebrated, nisha mikol yontov reshima b'knesses Yisrael. That experience of the Shavuos and that experience of the Sukkos leaves a light within Klal Yisrael, nisha mikol yontov reshima b'knesses Yisrael, uvekoyach ze hoitzio kenegdom regolim acherim. In other words, it's a borrowed light because it's like the moon, but that borrowed light is enough to make a yontov mitoyro shebaal peh. V'chanukah ha'oro mechak ha'sukos u'purim mechak ha'shavuos. We'll see in a moment why. U'mechak ha'pesach mekavim onu liyos oid k'mo shunema k'yimei tseischo be'eretz Mitzrayim erenon nefloes. Sukkos has its yontov d'rabbanan, the mitoyro shebaal peh. That is Chanukah. He doesn't say over here why, but I have some Masorah from people who taught me this, that it's Chanukah is the Torah Shabbat Peh of Sukkos, because Sukkos is Ananei Kovod, and Ananei Kovod are B'schus Aaron, and the Nes of Chanukah came from the Koyanim. This is 8 days, that is 8 days. So Chanukah is a mini Sukkos, and Shavuos has its mini Yontav on Purim, Kimu Mashakiblu Kvada was a new Kabbalah Torah by Purim. So these are Yomim Tovim of Torah Shebaal Peh, which came about because the Chachmei Hadol were able to be Koveya. Where did they find the Koyach to create such a Yontov? And we'll see in the next shtickel of the Sfas Emes, the Moira de Gezach. And where did they get that? That's the light which they were Mekabel. This light was vested within Klal Yisrael, that they can find out the Reshima of the Torah Shebiksav in Jewish life. The Jewish life reflects the Torah Shebiksav and has a borrowed light within Klal Yisrael, and from that borrowed light can come the wisdom, the holiness, whatever it is that the word, the correct word is, that can come to us from these ha'oros, and mimele we have the koyach to create a yontov of our own, Torah Shebaal Peh. And in the next paragraph in the Sfas Emes, it's mamash, it's moiran davel. Let's listen to this. B'mama kovum v'osum yontov b'halel, the Gemara says, right? They were koveya them. Tichsiv. So the Sfas Emes says, Nosato li re'echo neis lehis noises mipnei koishet sela. So the Sfas Emes trusts us that we know our dikduk. So what does it mean, a neis lehis noises in the hispoel? That means that Nosato li re'echo, you gave your yireim, Klal Yisrael, a neis. And why did you give them the neis lehis noises, that they should be neis themselves, that they should within their selves, of themselves, find the affinity to nisim? We are rogel in nisim, which the Rebbeinu Shalom makes, and because we are rogel in the nisim, which the Rebbeinu Shalom makes, so therefore the result, legaba as, is that we are his noises. We find the koyach of nisim within ourselves. That is what the reflexive means. Ki bnei Yisrael hem kelim muchonim lekabel hanisim v'nifloes, v'zeo lehisnoises, shenim shachim achar Hanes, you translate it in whatever way you understand what he's saying over here. Umekablim ha'oros hanes kuroi, ki tachlis hanesem, she'osu imono ha'boiriz vorach, hu kedei l'roimem es nafshay senu, lilmoid ligbo gam neged ha'teva. From all the nisim that we experienced, we became nisim makers. K'mo shehu manik oisonu l'maylo me'ha'teva. Ubnei Yisroel oz nimshechu acha hanes veheirimu es hazman. They made the zman holy. And listen to this, and you'll never have the same Hanukkah again. It'll be a new Hanukkah. Next, when Hanukkah comes along, you'll sing more Eszur. V'zeo pirush kovum. It says in the Gemara that they were koveya them. Shehelu oisun hayomim v'kovum b'shoyresh ho'elyoin. They were kaveya this yontav drabonon keilu in the shoyresh ho'elyon, in the oilomos ho'elyonim, v'nasu mehem yomim toimim ke'inyon ha'machadosh betuvoi, masa bereshes. So here's the machadosh, the yontav making of the Rebbeinu Shlolam is reflected in the yontav making of Klal Yisrael. Kivin shetveikim b'shoyresh nikro yontav. V'zeo shemeshaprim oisam b'nei vino yemei shmoina kavu shirunayim meiradik. Kavu shirunayim. What does it mean? Kavu shirunayim? They were kaveya, the yontav the rabbonon, in the shoyresh, in the oilom asalyonim, and that's where these ayom kavim come in. That's what I wanted to read to you from the Sfas Emes. I mean, it's a neuron, a rois. If you have a chance, if you have a Sfas Emes at home, take a look at that. Again, it's on page 214, first column, and it just boggles the mind. Getting back now to the Rambam, I think that what the Rambam is saying in this Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Mamrim, what the Rambam is saying is what the Sfas Emes is saying. Let's read the Rambam again. Beis Din HaGodol Shebirushalayim Heim Ikka Toiro Shebaal Peh. So I told you I didn't know what Ikka means in this context, but I think now I do. That Ikka does not mean what I thought it meant. I don't know, we use it in Yeshivish, we talk to Gemara, the Ikka Zach is that we should do this and this and this. So what do we mean? The Ikka, the most important. Ikka means the most important. So Mimela, I thought, based on HaGodol Shebirushalayim, Hem Ikka Toiro Shebaal Peh means they are the most important, I don't know what it means. The emphasis is that Ikka does sometimes mean the most important. Like every other word in every language, it has many, many different meanings. But over here, I don't think that is what the meaning that the Rambam uses. I think that the meaning that the Rambam uses is Ikka. Ikka also means the roots of a tree are called the Ikka. And I'll read a shtickel from the Maharal to you. It's very, very interesting. That's and what I want to show you is that it's perfectly legitimate to use Ikka not as the Ikka, not as the important thing, but as the root of the thing, the thing from which everything grows. This is the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh. Right at the beginning of the Torah in Bereshis, B'shvil Yisroel Shenikro Reshis, B'shvil HaTorah Shenikro Reshis. And by the way, we'll also learn that B'shvil doesn't mean always for the sake of. I checked a few translations on Rashi, and the ones that I have at least, translate B'shvil HaTorah Shenikro Reshis for the sake of. But that is not the right translation over here, at least not according to the Maharal. Let's look what the Maharal says. And we'll see in this, just a few lines which I'm going to read to you, that he uses Bishvil, but he doesn't use Bishvil as for the sake of. For the sake of, he also talks about, but that he calls Tachlis, not Bishvil. Listen to this Maharal. Umipnesha ha-toiro hi reishis ha-koil. In the paragraph before, he taught us that the Torah was there 2,000 years before the Rebbeinu Shem created the world. Therefore, mimeno nishtal shel hakoel. The Torah was there before anything else was there, and therefore everything else that came later was derived from the Torah. Mimeno nishtal shel hakoel. Uvishvil ze bishvilo nivro ha'olam. It can be said that bishvilo nivro ha'olam, why? K'moy ha'ilon. See, he's going to the roots. K'moy ha'ilon shehu notua. Eino godel rak bishvil ha'ika, shehu reishisoi. Just like the tree which is planted. Eino godel rak bishvil ha'ika, not for the sake. Yeah, the tree doesn't grow for the sake of the roots. Bishvil over here means it's the cause of the tree lies in the roots. Yeah, k'mo yo'ilon shehu notua. Eino godel rak bishvil ha'ika. That means when you plant a tree, the only thing you'll get growing there will be from sources which already exist in the roots. Shu reishisoi ubishvilo gidel. It's that which makes it grow, not for its sake, but it's that which contains all the properties which the ilon needs to have: the fruits, the colors, the leaves, the branches. Ches, yeah. Umikol mokan tachlis gidel shloi lehoytzi peiros. You plant the tree not for the sake of the roots. You plant the tree for the sake of the fruits. So they are the tachlis. Bishvilo ika means that it's the life of the tree derives from the ika. That's what it means. Uvishvil tachlis ze godol v'tzomach. Shemeina pri shiyotza besoiv loy hoyo godol. V'zeo shugorim gidol shaloy. V'chen Yisrael shiyotza v'achron min kol ha'nivroim. Vehem shlemus kol ha'olam, v'chasha yotzi Yisrael, oz, hoysa, and so on and so forth. It's very interesting, and we could expand on this a little bit, but let's not try and unpack too much into this single shiur. I just wanted to show you from this maral that ikka over here means roots, and bishvil, very, very important, very, very, very important. I never understood what does it mean, bishvil ha'toyro shenikro reishis. The world was created for the sake of the Torah. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that. It wasn't created for the sake of the Torah. It grew out of the Torah. What it says in the Torah, that is what determined how the world would look. Now, just to show you that the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah also uses Ikka like that. I made a search how the Rambam uses Ikka. And there are many, many Ikkas in the Rambam. So I just took the first one. I'll read it to you. That's the Rambam in Deus, where he talks about how to be healthy. It says like this: V'chol mishu yoshev lo betach ve'eno misamel. If somebody always sits and doesn't do exercises, or mishu mashe nekovav, or he doesn't go to the bathroom when he's supposed to go to the bathroom, oz oy mishu may of caution. If his inner organs are not the way they should be, so then afilu ochal ma'acholos toivim v'shoma atzmoi al pi harufuo kol yomov yiu mach'oirvim, he will have pains v'koycho toshash v'achilu gaso leguf lechol odom k'moy sam ha'moves v'hu ike lechol ha'chaloim. V'roiv ha'chaloim sheboim alo odom einon elo oy mipnei ma'acholim roim oy mipnei shehum and memale bitnoim. Right? He's saying it's the ikka of all the sicknesses. And then in opposition to that, he says, what do I mean? Because all the other sicknesses come from that. So it's not the pshat is that it's the ikka machlo, in the sense that it's the most important. There's nothing important about having stomach ache. Right, but it's what is that he's misusing the stomach. So from that grow out all the other sicknesses. So that is what ikka means in the Rambam over there in Hilchos Deos, I think it is, and in the many places in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, you have a search program. Have a look at all the ikkas. Not all of them, because some of the ikkas takumin for the sake, and there are other meanings also. But this particular zach, ikka, means the thing from which the rest grows. So that is what the Rambam is saying over here. Now we understand what the Rambam is saying. Based in Hagodol Shevirushalayim, Heim Iker Toiro Shebaalpeh. Doesn't mean that it's the most important part of Torah. Doesn't mean anything. What it means is they are the source of Toiro Shebaalpeh. Heim Amudei HaHoiro. I'm not going to try to translate it because I haven't thought it through. I don't know exactly what it means. But now, Umehem Choyk Umishpat Yotze. Through them, they are the cause, they are the roots from which everything grows. So Umehem Choyk Umishpat Yotze L'chol Yisrael. They produce Choyk Umishpat for the whole of Yisrael. Where do they get it from? The Targum is, that's why I read you the Sfas Emes. In other words, what the Rambam is saying over here is that the Torah Shebaal Peh is really Be'etzem in the Torah Shebiksav. In other words, the Chachmei Hador, who are in the Beis Din HaGadol, they know the Torah, just like the Sfas Emes explained to us, that they were able to make the Yomim Tovim to Rabbanan. Why? Because of the oil which shone upon them from the Torah Shebiksav. So what we're saying over here is that all the Torah Shebaal Peh and all the Takonas, later on we'll see that the Rambam includes that over here, right? So the Takonas and the Gzeres and so on, they all come from the Torah, of their understanding of the Torah, that Judaism should look this way. I'm going to interrupt a moment and read you a Rashi in Koheles, because it's very, very, very interesting. And it's Moivodik, really, when you think about it. So the last psukim over there in Koheles, really I was planning to learn them in detail, but it's all going to take too long. So what does it say over there? V'yoysa mehema b'ni hizoya... Oh, one second. Excuse me. V'yoysa shehoyo Koheles chocham, Oid lima das esa'am. Difficult to translate, but let's not get bogged down in that. The izain, the chike, tikein mesholim habe. Let's see what Rashi says all these words mean. That Shlomo HaMelech was izain, the chike, and tikein. So what does that mean? Zot Rashi. Oh, v'izen, also oznayim la-toira. That's how Rashi learns with the Rashi, I think, that he made handles for the Torah, k'kupo zu, like a basket, she'en lo oznayim le'chois bo, which doesn't have a handle with which to pick it. Ubo v'oso lo oznayim, they look like ears, the handles, she'tiken eruven Shlomo HaMelech, l'syog shmiras Shabbos, the tikkun atilas yadayim siog letara, the goza ala shnius siog leerva larayas. So that's izen. He made oznayim for them. He made handles for them. And tikkun, the Rashi doesn't seem to have to translate. And the chikke also he doesn't translate over here. Okay. Then the pasuk goes on. Divrei chachomim. Yeah, one second. Bikesh Koheles Limsa Divrei Chefetz, he looked around and he tried to understand Divrei Chefetz. V'chosav Yosha Divrei Emes. Let's see what he says. Bikesh Koheles Nosan Liboy V'choza Al Hadova Umetzoe Divrei Chefetz Haloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. Divrei Chefetz means Haloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, and Shlomo HaMelech studied those. Uksiv Yosha Ze Toru Shebiksav V'Hanaviim. He studied that. Oh, and Mimeli figured out, Divrei Chachomim Kedor Vonos or Kumasmeros Nutuim, Bale Asufas Nitno Meroye Echad. Listen to this Rashi. Divrei Chachomim, Shosu Siogla Toiro, Binezirus Lahachik Esoodom Minhavero, Kigon Achilas Kotchem Ad Hashacha, V'heim omru at chatzois. U'kriyos shema da'aves gamken. Only till chatzois. Although me'ikadin you can do it till Amud HaShachar. Oh, so the Chachomim did that. After he was Bikesh Koheles, Limtzo Divrei Chefetz, which is Torah Shebiksav, Uksav Yoshe Divrei Emes, which is Tanakh. So then, yeah, it says later, I skipped the pasuk. The Yosef Mehem, yeah, one second. Yeah, I know, I went back. All right, then it's all doesn't matter. So he goes on, Divrei Chachomim Kedor Vanos, Ukemas Meroz Nutuim, Baalei Asufas Nitnu Meroye Echad. Rashi, Divrei Chachomim, Sheosu Yogla Toiva, and so on and so forth, Kedor Vanos. A darbon is a goad, which you make the animal walk. It's a stick, and at the end of the stick, you have a nail, and you prick the animal so it knows that you want him to move. Oh, kitavoinas ma darbon ze mechaven es haporo le talmeo, kein divreya mechavnen es haodom le dake chayim. The words of the chachomim are mechaven as to dake chayim. Uch mas me rois natuim, ma masme ze kavir, the nail which you bang in is tightly there. After Ivreim kavurim, but this is the kind of nail that grows. Uman a tio poro verover, after Ivreim porim verorim, limtsoi bohem tam. You can learn and you can be mechadish and you can develop. Bale asufas, masmerim, sheshlem, gurgoyles, asufa, vegasa, I don't know what Rashi means over there. Nit numeroye echot. Kol divreim divrei Elokim chayim here. Listen to this. All the words are divrei Elokim chayim. What does that mean? They're drabonans. Why are they divrei Elokim chayim? Hu amron, he said them, v'roye echot nosnan, Moshe mepi agvuro. What's he saying? Then comes Pasuk Yud Beis, v'yose mehemo b'ni hizoeh, Asois seforim harbe enkets, v'laag habe yegios bosa. Listen to this. This is a Rashi like, which is totally, it just boggles the mind. V'yoyse mehemu b'ni hizoher, v'yoyse miyoyse divrei emes, devorim haksuvim besforim, sheneskorim lemala, b'ni hizoher, lishmo divrei chachomim. You've got to listen to Rabbonans also, just like, before we learned that Shlomo Melech was Mevara, all the things which were Biksav. So now he also has to listen to the Divrei Chachomim. The Im Taima, listen to this. Im Yesh Bohem Tzorech Lama Lo Nichtavu. Frank Rashi Akashi, what do you need the Rabbanans for? Memonashach. Are they good? So let the Rabbanim write them in the Torah. Are they not good? What do you want them for? Listen to this. Im Taima im Yesh Bohem Tzorech Lama Lo Nichtavu. And so is the Pasuk says that what? V'yosem heima b'ni hizoya asoy sforim habe. You can't write it all down. Asoy sforim habe en keitz. Im bonu lichtov lo hifsakno. His pakno. Right? Yeah. V'la'ag habe yegiras bosa v'im loses leiv legirsa chavilas yosem mimasha eina leiv masa. You can't learn it all. If it's all written in the Torah. It's much too much. Freg Koheles, a grosse kashe. What do you need Torah Shebal Peh for? What do you need the Rabbanans for? What do you need Siyogim for? What do you need anything for? If they're necessary, the Rabbanim could have written them. What do we have to need? We need all this system. And his answer is, it can't all be written. Now, we can learn this in whichever way, like we're neuter, like what that means. Yeah, what does it mean, it can't be written? I mean, the Rabbanim could have found an answer for that also, I imagine. But what it means is, I think, I don't know, but this is just a conjecture. I have no idea. I'm not saying now Rashi. I'm saying just what I think that it might be meramez to. That it could be that if everything were written down, so it's all engraved in stone. And there are chalukim in the Torah which depend on the zman, on the people. It's better that there should be a Torah, also a Torah Shebal Peh, and Rabbonans, and Siogim. But let's just analyze them for a minute. I mean, we can't schlep this here too long, we're already going quite long. But this is so important. What's the kasha? The kasha is, why didn't you write it in the Torah? The answer is, it's too much. Just a moment. You didn't write it in the Torah because it's not the Araisa, it's the Rabbanan. It's not something which is part of the Torah. It's something the Chachomim thought out. Steht doch meforish in this sugya, over here at the end of Koheles, that the Rabbanans are also the Araisas. Now don't get me wrong, I don't mean that it's the Araisa in the Chaimah. The Din is Sofik the Araisa Lechomer, Sofik the Rabbanan Lekolem. I'm not arguing with anything. Right? But I'm saying that what is being said over here is that the emes of the Drabonans and of the Mesoira of the Beis Din HaGadol, that all this is be'etzem in quotation marks, the Torah. That's what Rashi said earlier. Yeah, nitnu me'roye echad. Who's the roye echad? Oh. Yeah. So it says from the Rabbanisham through Moshe. It's hard to find anything of him. Yep. Oh, kol divreim, divrei Elokim chayim. What do you mean that divrei Elokim chayim? It doesn't say it in the Torah. Who Amran? The Rabbani Shlom said them. The Rabbani Shlom said that the Rabbanans. The Roya Echad Nasnan Moshe Mipiak Murim. That is Lanius Daita, this Fazemes. In other words, what Rashi is saying over here, and how is being reforged the Psukim, I know it was a little verhackt, a little bit of Bebi Moichumi. It's small, the print, I couldn't read it so well. But the bottom line is, that what's being said over here is what the Sfas Emes says in the second Shtickel. That if the Chachomim can make a Chanukah and Purim, if the Chachomim can make a Chanukah and Purim, that means that they can be Koveya it in the Shroshim in the Olamos HaElyonim. The second day of the Bria of Bereishis, Yehi Rokia B'Sar Chamayim. Rashi says Yischazik HaRokia. The Rokia was there already on the first day. On the second day, the Rebbeinu was mechazeged. That means there's no access from the mitachas l'Rokia to the lemayla l'Rokia. On the first day, there was still communication between the two olamos, the olamos ha'elyonim and the olamos ha'tachtonim. There was still communication. The second day, that stopped. But it didn't stop completely. It didn't stop completely. The remes for that, Chazal says, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos, that the Mayim HaTachtonim said, Anon Be'inon Lehava Kav Malkus. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, fine, you'll have on Sukkos, you have the Nisach HaMayim. So there is, the Mayim HaTachtonim can also communicate with the Elyonim. And what is being said over here in this Pasha of in Koheles, is being said that all the Torah Shebal Peh and all the Rabbanan, Rashi said Beferos, Siog, Siog, Siog. And that's what I wanted to read to you from the Rambam also in Halacha Beis over there in Mamrim. So listen to this, what he says. It's Kedai, it'll take a couple of minutes, but just that we should all be on the same page. Is kol mi she'ena oisa kohai ro'osan oiva b'loisase sh'nema loisosa mikol adova she'yagidi l'cho yamin u'smol ve'ein loiken alav ze'em ebnei sh'nitin asoz Mrs. Besdin, and so on and so forth. don't know, I'll read it all. Mit nächsten Litten, das aus Mrs. Besden. Shekol chocham shumayre al devrehem, misosa bechenek, das ist auch ein Mamre. Shneimer o isha shayase bezodan. Echa dvorem shalomdo oisam mepi ashmur, veim teure shabalpe, ואיכה דבורם שלומדם מפי דעתם, באחרס מן המידה שהתאר נדרשת בהן, ונראה בעיניהם שדובר זה ככו, ואיכה דבורם שעושם סיוג פיו דרבונם לתאירו, ולפי זה, ולפי מה שהשור צריכה, that's really what was I said before, that you needed a תאירו שבעל פה, because the סיוגים have to be שהשור צריכה, mustn't be the wrong takone and the wrong diet, okay, if it's not niskabel on the yin. והן הגזירס והתקונס והמנהוגס, כל אחד ואחד מאלו השלושה דבורים מצווה עשה לשמוע להם, ואויבה על כל אחד מהם אויבה בלא ססה. הרי הוא אומר על פי התורה שירוחו, אלו התקונס והגזירס והמנהוגס, שיורו בהם לרבם כדי לחזק הדס ולסכן העולם. These are takonis which have nothing to do with gezeiros. The Tikkun HaOlam, the Chachomim's legislation, whatever they legislated. The Rambam says that Erevin and Atilas Yadayim, that's a siyog for Shabbos, that's a siyog for Tara. Yeah? You could also understand that the Tikkun HaOlam needed that. In other words, the Chachomim have this koyach. And what I'm saying derives from all these lashonos in the Rambam. Be'emes is if you listen to this shir and you agree to any part of it, it's kedai, so kedai to look at these Rambam and be medayig in the lashonos, and you look at that tzfas emes. It's mamish the same shtikel Torah. In other words, what I'm saying is that all the rabbonans and all the Torah shebal pes are be'etzam in the Torah, meaning that the Oya HaTorah, as it is reflected in the Chachma Yisrael, is oimed on these inner kavonas of the Torah. And that is why the Rambam says this Loshen. Oh, we didn't finish being medayg all the words in the Rambam. Oh, mehem choyk u'mishpat yoytze l'chol Yisrael. In other words, the choyk u'mishpat that they discover in the Torah goes out to all Yisrael. Valem hifticho Torah. The Torah said, trust these rabbis. Shenema al pi ha-Torah asher yerucho, zo mitzvah aseh. V'chol ha-mamin b'moshe rabbeinu v'toirosai, chayiv lismach maseh adas aleim. What does he mean? If you're mamin b'moshe rabbeinu v'toirosai. It means that the Torah shebaal peh is also Moshe rabbeinu v'toirosai. At least I think that's what it means. Yeah, in other words, that the rabbonans, of course, halacha they are the rabbonans. But where do they come from? They come from the Torah. They're not explicit in the Torah. And what the Rabbi Shem said is that since it's not explicit in the Torah, they fall into the purview of the Chachmei Hador. And if they make a Takona, or they make a Gezeira, or they make whatever it is that they make, they are discovering Vos Shteit in the Torah. It doesn't say it in the Torah Beferish. Therefore, it's not a Daraisa. And it's different than what's nilmat from the Yud Gimel Ikrim, from the Midas HaTorah Nidreshes by him. Because that's also the rice, of course. But over here, we're not talking about the Nidresh. It means that the Chachmei Hador have the intuitive sense to understand what the Torah wants and did not write and did not merames in the Midas HaTorah Nidreshes by him. But that if you learn the Torah well, the oil of the Torah will imbue you such that you will understand what it is that the Torah wants for its Yidden. And that is what it is. And it's just very, very, very important. I don't know whether it has also the mile of being correct. But if it is correct, and I don't see what's wrong over here, because really the shyness of the Rambam are so strange. And now, according to the way we're learning with the Sfas Emes, they're not strange at all, really. But it's such a wichtige Sache that all these things, be'etzem, have the Gushpanke, they have the seal of Torah Shevikzav. Ya nitnu meroye echot, nitnu meroye echot, nitnu meroye echot. And that goes on the Drabonans over there in Kohelet. It's one of the Shemayim in the world. So getting back to Kanoim Poigenboy, I asked, like, what kind of thing is not Chayiv Misa, is Chayiv Misa, is not Chayiv Misa. I think that the halacha of Moshe Mesinai, that the halacha of Moshe Mesinai of Kanoim Poikenboy is saying, if you're a real Kanoi, if you're a real Kanoi, that means that your motivation is Kanoos to be Mekane on the cover of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And here, this guy is doing this, but for Hesia. So then the light of the Torah Shebiksav, to which you adhere, according to whose rules you live, and so on and so forth, that will kindle a candle in your own seichel to understand this guy is not allowed to live. That as long as you see the thing in front of you, in front of 10 people of Yisrael, and you're seeing what he's doing, so the Torah is telling you kill him. It's not a Chiyuv Misa. If it would be a Chiyuv Misa, it would say it in the Torah. Or it would at least be learned from the Midas, Shatayon Nidreshes Bohen. Yeah, or it would be Halach L'Mashe Mesinai. That Be'etzem, yeah, you have to do it. There is no Chiyuv to do it. The Halach L'Mashe Mesinai is that Kanoim Poikenboy, if he wants to. So if he wants to, so it's not a Chiyuv. So if it's not a Chiyuv, so what is it? The Teretz is, that's the Chiyuv. Yeah? If you're a true Kanoi, you have to understand that that is what's demanded of you, and you do it. Kumtach Ois, that the Torah Shebiksav and the Limudim of Moshe Rabbeinu to us go much, much further than at least I knew about. We make a Sofik Rabbanan in the Kola, so the Rabbanan is somehow less choshev than the Raisa. I think that after Koheles told us that V'yoseh Mehem V'ni Zoy Asos, what did it say? K'sav Yoseh Divri Emes. But as a Nitnu Mevaya Echot, the Nitnu Mevaya Echot, it all comes from the Torah. But the way the Torah conveys it to us is different than the Daraisas. The Daraisas are conveyed to us by text, by Torah Shebaal Peh, the Masorah, or by the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Bohem. All these things don't exist there. And they still come from the Torah Shebiksav, because that is the ha'ora of the Torah Shebiksav, which is Has'emes, was megalut to us, existed by Chanukah and Purim. So that ha'ora is there for all the drabonans, and all the siyogim, and all the gedorim, and all the takonas. It's all there from the Torah. I think it's magic. Okay, I'm sorry that it slept a little longer today than usual.